Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Meta Cafe. Grab your cup of coffee or tea, sit back and relax, and let's chat about the astrology, human design, Pleiadian earth astrology, whatever else we think of today that we want to talk about. It's been a while. I feel like I've been sort of floating through the universe doing many different things. Fun things, not so fun things, definitely not fun things, and and resting. But it's really good to be back here today with you guys to be able to share with you what's going on for the weekend. We have a really nice weekend coming up. I love it when the moon is going to be in Leo on a weekend. It's almost like a permission slip to play, to have fun, to eat, drink, and be merry, and do some of the more pleasant things in life. I feel like I kind of deserve that after the week I've had so far, and I plan on doing just that. So I want to hear from all of you. Tell me how you've been, what's been going on in your own lives, how you've been managing the energies. It's not been, I guess maybe because I feel like I've been sort of out of it, even though I knew what kind of energies were going on, I was just sort of moving through each day in the moment and not worrying so much about what the bigger picture was, you know, what's going on in the background, etc. Yesterday, I finally landed and in my work and actually did a short, or not, it was an hour broadcast with Pia Orlean and Colin Baird Smith. A second interview about the Pleiadian Earth energy calendar. And what we were talking about yesterday is how Western astrology is different from Pleiadian Earth energy astrology. So it was kind of it was right up my alley, and it was done on a Zoom broadcast. It wasn't broadcast live. So as soon as I get the copy of the recording, I will make sure to list that here for you guys to listen to, because it was pretty fascinating. It's such a different system, right, than the regular astrology that I'm used to. So when I was, you know, talking to her about it, it became very clear that my own intuition over the years that Western astrology is very mechanical. It's all about timing. Is exactly right. It doesn't necessarily give us the inroads to consciously evolving ourselves, although I could, you know, we could find that in there. But Pleiadian Earth astrology, human design astrology are these newer cutting edge astrologies that give us a better connection to that kind of change that we're going through on the planet. So good morning, Suzanne. It's good to see you out there this morning. And Debbie Tibbetts, good morning. I am definitely feeling better. If I turn my head, you guys can see the stuff that's been done to me. My ear, even though it looks purpley, is exactly what it should look like according to the doctor. He was very pleased yesterday when they took the stitches out. I had stitches right around my ear here that were holding in a little yellow block that was to make sure that the skin graft took and hold the skin in place, because you can't really put a Band-Aid over it or anything like that. And then down here is where they took the skin graft, and those stitches don't come out until next Wednesday. But all in all, it looks good. This is the power of intention. I'm positive of it, because back in March, I had a biopsy on that spot in my ear, and literally I was in pain for several days. In fact, even when I left to go to Vegas, the back of my ear still hurt from the shot that they had given me to numb the area. And I was sort of thinking when I went to get the surgery done that, oh dear, am I going to be in for, you know, more of this? And I said, you know what? Stop right there. You have the choice. So I sat in intention setting, both for my colonoscopy, which was on Monday, and this surgery, which was on Tuesday. And I sat the intention for how I wanted it to go. I wanted it done with ease. I wanted the recovery to be done with ease. I wanted it pain-free. I mean, I just went through this whole entire litany of things that I wanted to experience in terms of how this was going to go. And much to my surprise, or much to my delight, I have not had one moment of pain, not even yesterday when they were taking out stitches. So it's a testament to the power of our intention setting. And particularly at this time of year, when we're looking at the sun in Taurus, we're looking at Mercury in Taurus, we're looking at Uranus in Taurus, and we have a lot of that Taurian energy that is master manifesting. And that master manifesting energy extends to all areas of our lives, not just our health or not just our money or our relationships. It's everywhere. So it's also a challenge for us to remember to guard our thoughts and make sure that our thoughts or our focus isn't on what it is we don't want to happen, but to keep our focus on what we do want to happen. I was a little chagrined when I came out and I saw this, you know, scar, or this, you know, it will be a scar, but when I saw that incision, because I thought, oh no, that's going to be so obvious. But I forget, I don't always wear my hair on this side. I usually, you know, have it on the other side. So I'm going to be in great shape. All through this time, I've been setting those intentions. And every day I would wake up and I would say, this is a great healing day, or this is, you know, I would just go on and on so that I made sure that I haven't been in pain. And now I can just move through my life knowing that I have that power. So it was really extraordinary. And it was really interesting to see how that played out. And of course, anytime you go to do something like this or have a colonoscopy, there's always going to be the results, right? The results of the tests. And so I made sure that I set the intention that all was well, in that my body was healing exactly as it should, and that everything was going to be just fine. And this is, I was driving to the doctor's appointment yesterday. I want to itch that ear so bad. And I was driving to the appointment yesterday, and I was canceling my contract with cancer, with any kind of cancer, right? That's what I did. I drove. I just said, thank you very much for the lesson. I'm sure there'll be more layers of it, but thank you very much. I do not need to experience this anymore. I'm just experiencing health and wellness, and I left it at that. I just don't want to see this happen to me. I would love to be able to do this for everybody, but I can tell you it works. At least it did for me. The most extraordinary thing was the pain, you know, being able to, because I that was pretty bold. I just said, I don't want to experience pain. So I said, this is happening all pain free. And I'm going to be magically surprised by how I feel, how good I feel. So amazingly enough, it went off just like that. So let's see. Good morning, Vanita, and good morning, Mimi. Thank you. It's good to see you guys too. All is definitely well. And I am, today's the first day where I really feel like, yes, I'm back on track. I have a lot to do. I have a lot to catch up on. If you have tried to reach out to me or contact me about something and I haven't answered, I will answer you shortly. It's just been amazingly overwhelming for all of the emails and things to try to catch up on. So I will get through that though. So let's take a look at what is happening in the sky today. Today is May 10th. My calendar shows it as a red day. And there are a couple of reasons for that. One, there's a moon transition. It happened before, it happened just as I was waking up this morning, actually, where the moon transitioned out of Cancer and into Leo. And Leo being the sign that I love to have on the weekends because of its nature, its love of fun and play. And it sets us up for some really great times this weekend. And how special is that with Mother's Day coming on Sunday, which happens to be a green day on my calendar. So that's kind of fun. But today the moon is in a square to both Mercury and Uranus, which you know from some of the things I wrote earlier last week, that Mercury and Uranus came to a conjunction. So there may have been some stellar ahas, some epiphanies, some surprises, some upsets, some accidents. I mean, all kinds of things happen when Mercury and Uranus come together. They're kind of like the lower and the higher octave of one another when you think about it. Mercury moves through the lower mind. It rules our thinking processes. And Uranus really takes us up to the higher mind and connects us with sort of things in a different way. So where the lower mind may get into a rut and think of things always in the same way, particularly if you have a defined ajna in your human design, Uranus coming together with Mercury may shake us up so that we move into a new frame of thinking or a new way of thinking in our path to evolving. So that today brings the moon then into a square with both Mercury and Uranus. And now our emotions may have to catch up with some of the things that have gone on over the last few days for us. So if things have been a little chaotic or dramatic, it's not quite over because the drama now shifts to the emotional part of things where maybe you were just in survival mode or maybe you were just in reaction mode to what was going on around you. And today now the emotional part catches up and we'll have to process through what it is that we are feeling. And this isn't not, this isn't a particularly bad thing at all. Processing is so important because remember those outer planets, Jupiter, Uranus, or Jupiter, Pluto, and Saturn are all in retrograde. So they're all taking us into that inner world where we can process through our feelings and the things that are going on in our lives and, you know, take a stand. Which, what are we going to choose, right? Choose. Interestingly enough, today is an 8 illuminating day in the Pleiadian Earth energy astrology. And 8 is the number of connection. It is about communication. It is a number of abundance. That's the universal energy of the day, communication and abundance. We are lighting up the darker places, the elusive, the illusions that we are holding. And the earth energy is illuminating, so shining a light on. And what can we shine a light on that helps us move forward? I'm going to begin really in earnest using the Pleiadian earth energy or astrology because I feel like it is, it has just such a different feel to it. So if let's just take these 3 days, for example, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we move through the number 8 of connection and illumination and into tomorrow's energy of harmonizing choices, harmonizing and choosing, harmonizing being the universal energy and choosing being the earth energy. And then on Sunday, we move into manifesting energy, number 10, the 10 in both Mayan and Pleiadian, which they're same system basically, is all about manifestation. What are we manifesting? And it's about exploring, the earth energy is exploring, seeing other points of view, seeing the bigger, wider view of the world, of what's going on with both you, your place in this world, stepping back and looking back in and seeing how that looks. And so I'm talking about the Pleiadian Earth calendar, and you can go to PiaOrlean.com. I'll post that up here because her last name is spelled different. And the calendar is not that expensive. And it is so worth it if you want to, I just spelled her name. Okay, fingers, you can work. .com. There we go. Yes. So you can get your own copy of the calendar and follow along with me in this learning process of how to live from a different sort of calendar, not one that's mechanical and based on literally nothing. I'm pointing over here because I have a calendar sitting there. And to learn to live by a calendar that has meaning, that is taking us through this role of consciousness elevation, right? We're moving through this and elevating ourselves by living from that different place. Instead of looking at today as Friday, May 10th, we could look at it as Friday. We know it's a Friday, but it is 8 illuminating. Today is 8 illuminating. And in the back of the calendar, there is a list of what those energies mean. So it's not like you're, you know, lost and left out there. And if you choose to, you can also purchase the book, Pleiadian Earth Energy Astrology, right here, and learn more about it. It takes you deeper. And Cornelia and I interviewed them yesterday and had a great time talking about the differences between the two astrologies. I'll post up that interview as soon as I get the YouTube video of it. As Cornelia, bless her heart for holding down the fort for me while I was gone and taking care of doing interviews and so forth for me. But yesterday I was able to join her in talking to them and it was a great conversation. So what else can I tell you about today? The sun is at gate 23 today and the earth moves into gate 43. we have this great opportunity now for the next 5 days to become brilliant geniuses in our own rights, right? We all are. You all have a gate 43 in your human design chart. Darn it, I was going to print the chart of now. But I want you to change your focus in your life. If you're always beating yourself up about not being good enough, not being smart enough, not being enough of something, change that, because you all, every one of you, whether it's defined or whether it's open, you have gate 43 in your chart. You are designed to be a genius. You are designed to be a genius in your own way. Some of us are geniuses at science. Some of us are geniuses at math. Some are geniuses in crafts and art. Some are geniuses in being able to talk to children. I mean, there are, what, 7 billion or so people on this planet? That means there are 7 billion or more ways to express your genius, right? So that's the number one thought, is you have genius. And it's your job then to just pull that in, right? And lean into your genius. The sun at 23 is about simplifying our lives, right? We have a tendency as humans to want to overcomplicate things. Our lives have become very complex. And in some ways, that has been much to our detriment, right? It makes it very difficult for us to just relax and have, and to go with the flow, right? If you have this complex order of things that have to be done and in a specific way at a specific time, you know what that means, right? You are making your life more complex and more complicated. This is a week to simplify, pare it down, right? How can you make it simple and easy, bringing out like the most important things to you? So this week, the sun at 23, simplify. The earth at 43 says, bring out your genius, right? Bring it out. That particular channel in your human design, by the way, is, we call it kind of fun, in a fun sort of way, we call it the freak to genius channel, because it does tend to be a place where we all see things differently, but yet it is sometimes expressed incorrectly, because the gate 23 sits on the throat center and the gate 43 is on the ajna. And so you're able to speak to what you know. And sometimes speaking to what you know can get you into trouble. Just think about Da Vinci, right? He was way above his, way ahead of his time. And, you know, he was brilliant. But people weren't ready to hear what he had to say. And he almost paid the ultimate price for that. And so in our own lives now, of course, you're not going to lose your head if you come up with a brilliant thought. That's not my point, but you can get scooped, right? You can speak to something so brilliant and profound that you see that others don't, but then you don't take the action on it. Someone else does. And then you're like, but that was my idea, right? So make sure that you don't speak what it is that your brilliance is about unless you're invited to do so. Or ask questions of people to find out whether they are ready to hear about your brilliant idea. And that way it is accepted and valued, and you're heard and recognized for that contribution that you're making of your brilliance to that of the group's brilliance. If that doesn't make sense, please let me know. Let's see what people are saying. Good morning, Vicky. It's good to see you. Debbie Hedden, good morning to you. Rebecca, good morning. Patricia Woods, good to see you. Linda, been up for hours. Wow, yay. Getting stuff done. You know, right now here in the Northwest, it is light so dang early. Like the other morning I got up, it was 3:30 or something like that. I had to get up at 3:30 and drink another dose of that blasted junk so I could do my colonoscopy. And I'm like, wow, it's getting light already. By 4 o'clock, it was light. Not light like this, but it was, you know, dawn. Amazing this time of year, how quickly the day starts. So it's great to see all of you out there. Linda, Angela, really excited to hear the live today. Your podcast and a few others have had downloading errors. Oh no. So I've missed hearing your healing wishes. Thank you, Angela. So maybe you could email me or let me know what the problems have been, so that if there's something on my end I can do to fix it, I will. I don't know if you're talking about YouTube or Blog Talk. So let me know a little more about that. All right, so let's shift over to Saturday. Saturday is, of the 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, tomorrow is probably the one with the most irritation, if you will. And that's only because the sun and moon come to their 90-degree angle, their first square since the new moon. And that is the crisis of action, where something in our outer world may appear to block our forward progress. There may be, it might be a comment that someone makes. It might be literally something that comes up. Like, let's say you needed to spend some money to get to where you wanted to go or to what you wanted to do, but then an unexpected bill comes due and you have to pay that first so you don't get to do what you wanted to do. Or the person that you were depending on to help you get something done isn't available, blah, 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 right? Stuff. And it makes you start to wonder if this is really truly, you know, a good thing for you to intend on creating or to manifest. So here you have the opportunity to see that block, to see that resistance out there, that limitation perhaps, and determine for yourself what it is showing you. Is it possible it's just a slowing down mechanism? You know, because your intentions aren't meant to be blocked. They're just meant to be done in the right time, in the right place, with the right people. And sometimes all of those things haven't come together. It's right. Like, it's like making a cake, right? You can't put all of the ingredients. Well, some cakes you can, but let's just say you're making a recipe and you can't just throw all of the ingredients in at one time. That it has to be done when the timing is right, or else the recipe doesn't come out correctly, right? So that's what happens with our intentions with the new moon, is we set these wonderful intentions and we expect that it's going to happen exactly how we think it's going to happen. And then the universe says, not so fast. So-and-so isn't here. That thing hasn't taken place yet. It tends to act on slowing us down, or not necessarily slowing us down, but shifting us in a different direction. We may have thought we were going on highway this way and we end up on the highway that way. So be prepared for those kinds of things to come up for you over the weekend. But I think this one is an easier one because it's also a time when the moon is trine Jupiter. And in that case, then we're able to release obstacles pretty easily because Jupiter's in retrograde, right? And we can release those obstacles, or we can release our expectation around how things should go according to us, right? And be able to tap in to how it is that the universe is driving our manifestation. And interesting, because tomorrow is a nine choosing day. It's called nine choosing. The number nine in the universal energy is about harmonizing. And the number, or the day, the earth energy choosing is about creating healing pathways, about nurturing, about bringing in more unity. So unifying even your own self so that you're not feeling split about what it is that you wanted to manifest, not giving up on your intentions just because it looks like there's some kind of obstacle in your way or in your path. So that is also tomorrow. The sun will be in a trine to Saturn. So when we have the sun at gate 23 in human design, which is the gate of simplicity, and then we see that the sun comes into a very favorable aspect with the planet Saturn, the idea of simplifying our lives becomes much easier, right? It's easier for us to let go of those frivolous things, those, you know, the things, the details out here on the edges that we don't really need in order to be able to move forward in powerful new ways. So tomorrow's sun trine Saturn eases our path forward by allowing us to simplify things, to not allow ourselves to get so complex that, you know, we can never get done what we want to get done. So simplification, simplifying and harmonizing, big, big keywords for Saturday's energy, even though we may be a little bit challenged by the sun and the moon in that 90-degree square. But, you know, like anything else I've discovered, it's up to how you view it, right? I wasn't I wasn't kidding when I said, really, we are the ones that drive our experiences because we have that opportunity to choose at any moment. Tomorrow's the day of choosing, choosing at any moment what it is that we're going to react to, or how it is that we're going to react to what's going on around us. We can choose to tap into the drama and make it a big dramatic, trauma. Or we can choose to stay calm and cool and recognize that some things are just out of our hands, out of our control. And, the choice is in your hands, right? The choice is always ours. How do I want to show up in this instance? How do I want to show up with this problem? How do I want to show up in this challenge? How do I want to show up in this awesome opportunity? Your choice. That's what we learn tomorrow. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Sunday, the moon will shift out of Leo and into Virgo. Although I like Virgo, I like Virgo moon because it's my new moon, my personal new moon. I get an injection of energy, and that happens at 5:25. Well, from 5:25 a.m. Pacific time to 9:22 a.m. Pacific time, the moon is in void, meaning it's not making any new contacts. So it might be a slow start to your Sunday morning. Make yourself a great cup of coffee. Have, a great breakfast and, just wait for the moon to shift into Virgo, 9:22 a.m. PT. That'll be noon for you all, 12:22 for you all on the East Coast. And then we set the stage for a celebration of the goddess. Virgo energy, the moon in Virgo, very much about the goddess energy. So celebrate your mother, celebrate your own nurturing qualities, celebrate the goddesses in your life, celebrate yourself as a goddess in your own right. And that is what Sunday is in terms of the transits. In fact, the moon isn't really making any negative transits at all on Sunday. It is in a trine with Venus. Our relationships are hopping. Mars even is in the game, but in a very positive way. And Uranus is even in here in a positive way. So maybe expect some surprises, maybe surprise visitors, surprise gifts. Expect that you're going to have a lot of conversation happening, a lot of people moving through your day. Maybe you're going to go out to dinner or breakfast or go out shopping or be with your family. Whatever it is, it's a great day, Sunday. And in fact, I can't even find any, any things to watch out for that day. If you're wondering what the day is by the Pleiadian energy, the universal day is a 10, which is the day of manifesting. This is huge, right? Manifesting. And I wanted to read you something from the calendar itself because I thought this was interesting because it goes right along with everything I've been telling you all along. 10, manifesting. It's the day for building upon what we have learned and manifesting from our previous work. It can be a challenging day if we have ignored our work up to this point. In other words, if you haven't been working on yourself and keeping yourself clear and clean and processing through whatever's happening with you, making sure that your thoughts are clean and on what it is you really want and not what you don't want, then it might be a challenging day. Exploring it, was that the day of exploring? Yes, it is seeing other people's points of view. The danger in that day, if you will, is being too rigid or critical. So you want to go with the flow, right? You want to go with the flow this weekend on Sunday, making this a great Mother's Day weekend, and the energy supporting that for all of us. Good morning, Londa. It's good to see you. Thank you so much to Londa. She brought me some flower essence called SOS because on was it Tuesday or Wednesday? I don't remember what day did I have surgery. Tuesday, so it was Wednesday. I was having a tough time that day. I wasn't in any pain, but I wasn't quite all the way in my body or something. I just didn't feel right, and I was tired. And I was. She called to see how I was, and she brought me over some SOS, it's called. And you just put a few drops under your tongue. It's a flower essence, and I think it's a flower essence. And I mean, literally within a couple of hours, I made the bed, I did the dishes. I mean, I was like, oh wow, I feel like I have some energy. I did a couple other drops and later that day and one on Thursday. And yes, I was, really feeling it. It's the first time ever that I've used those kind of drops and really noticed that difference, whether it was in my mind or not, I don't know, but it certainly perked me up, brought me back into center, and there you go, right? So flower essences, SOS. Vicky says, if time, could I have a card reading? Absolutely, Vicky, because I'm really done with what I had to share this morning. And you guys might notice I'm in my kitchen again because I have a lot of writing to do. I have 11 more months of the 2020 almanac to get done before the end of this month. Woo! So I have a lot to do. So I brought the cards up here. So I have my deck. Vicky, I would love to do a reading for you. What card deck would you like? The Wisdom, Wota, or Spirit Animals? Let me know. If anybody else would like a reading, please just say so in the chat and I'll be happy to do that. I'll be happy to answer any questions you have about the Pleiadian Earth calendar or about human design, about astrology, whatever it is, just let me know. And Vicky, okay, I'm going to choose the Wota deck for you right now. And then if you decide you want an animal card as well, we can do that too. By the way, what day did we leave to go to Vegas? We left on Wednesday. So it was Tuesday. It's the last day I talked to you guys, right? And I just knew I was going to win money in Vegas. I was thinking thousands, but I actually did win. And I had pulled the Treasure Island card. So when I'm walking down the strip and I realize, oh my God, there's a Treasure Island hotel. So my feet were killing me. I was tired. My knee hurt. I mean, you know how it is at the end of the day when you've been walking all darn day. And I said to my son and his girlfriend and my husband, I'm like, we have to go to Treasure Island. And so we go to Treasure Island and I won. First time I get in there and I won $75 on one. And then I saw another machine that had dragons and I thought, oh, dragons. I like that idea. So I won $51 just by one pull on that one. So I did win. The rest of the days, we just didn't have time to gamble. We were walking. We went to Hoover Dam. We had a birthday party for my granddaughter. We went to the old town, Fremont. We just did so much and the days that we were there. So Missy, this is the card for you. Vicky, it is called Chop Wood. It is number 42, which turns out to be a 6. And my camera does not want to focus this in. Chop wood. Okay. So let's see what that means. And Vicky, did you say, oh, look at everybody wants readings. Wisdom. Okay, good. And Jessica, I've got yours. Vanita, I see you. Rebecca, and Debbie. Okay, so everybody would like a reading, it looks like, this morning. So I will get as many as I can get done. So card number 42 for you, Miss Vicky, is called Chop Wood. And its essential meanings is being grounded in everyday experience, humility. I would say this is also a card that makes me think about the week being that of simplifying, right? Gate 23 is the gate of simplification and simplifying your life. So the message, there are times when the big dream is meant to lie dormant in your consciousness so that you can pay attention to the simple chores in your life. Consider why pruning a tree is the forerunner of delighting in the beautiful blooms when it is in full blossom. The mundane act of pulling off dead leaves, watering the soil, and then leaving it be to let nature take its course is an important step in manifestation. Taking your attention away from your goal brings you into a state of receptivity. This is the deeper purpose for releasing attachment. When you engage in everyday talks in a meditative, contemplative way, you clear your energy to receive your aha. That's funny. Gate 43, the aha, the epiphany, the revelation. So anyway, hold on. You clear your energy to receive your aha moments, which brings you ever closer to what you seek. And I'm going to read the prosperity message for you as well. It says, now is the time to take small steps rather than large leaps on the journey to creating your most prosperous life. Move your focus off your big dream and attend to the mundane chores. Focus on the little things that may have piled up while you've been mapping out the greater plan for the life you aspire to see manifest into reality. Chop wood, carry water. as the Zen proverb advises, or wash dishes, walk the dog. While you're doing all that, spirit will have a chance to move mountains and set wondrous miracles in motion for you. Remain humble and aware of the present. All right. You know what? For you, Vicki, I think I'm going to pull an animal card as well, a spirit animal to walk with you in this. Holy moly, I am making a mess of my table here. Okay. I love doing card readings on air, by the way. This is so much fun. Not that I don't like doing astrology on air too, but the cards are just easy access. So this is for you, Vicki, and the animal for you is giraffe spirit. And giraffe spirit says, see the big picture. Oh, and there's one attached to giraffe, which is parrot. So, wow. Okay, so we have giraffe, card number 29, see the big picture. And then we had parrot attached to it, which was upside down. And parrot spirit says, watch your words. So watch your words and see the big picture. And I'll just do a quick reading of those for you too. So the first one that I saw though was giraffe. So we're going to read giraffe first. Okay. Giraffes stretch upward to reach the treetops and look down from a high vantage point. When giraffe spirit appears, it is a sign to observe from a higher view. In all aspects of your life, it's time to stretch your neck and broaden your view, open your eyes to what others need or are experiencing, and see the big picture you fit into. No matter how great your wisdom, knowledge, or experience, you don't want to overlook details and connections that will help you better understand yourself and your circumstances. So stretch yourself. Look beyond what catches your attention at eye level and know that not everything is as obvious as you might like it to be. Spirit will bestow upon you a new perspective that might make all the difference. And parrot is watch your words, card number 45, which is a 9. And in protection, it says, are you aware of what you're saying to yourself and others? Parrot spirit shows up as a reminder to heed the words that flow from your mouth, your pen, and your keyboard. Be mindful of the beliefs you have internalized. Are they what you choose to believe? Are you communicating with integrity? Parrot spirit wants you to listen to what you say and your motives for saying it. Right speech is called for now, which means you are called to reflect on the beliefs that have been parroted by people so often that you simply accepted them unquestioningly. Journal about what you truly believe and wish to see in the world and in your life. Write words affirming what you value, speak them aloud, expressing gratitude for what is just coming into being. Your voice has power, and you can change the conversation in your heart and in the world around you. Parrots represent the law of praise, so you are called to speak the truth and speak it with love. I hope all that makes sense to you. Okay, so let's see who was next. I had to go back here a little bit. Vicki said it first, and then Debbie Hedden. Debbie, did you tell me what deck you want? Debbie Hedden, and then, okay, I'm going to use, well, this one, the deck, the WOTA. If you would like an animal card instead, let me know. So this is for Debbie Hedden. And if you have something specific you want to know about, is it relationships or is it money, let me know, because then... Okay, well, the one that came out for you, there's two cards that showed up for you, Debbie Hedden. One is card 4, Higher Power. Oops, Higher Power. And she's a really beautiful angel. I think I need to bring my other light out here if I'm going to do these broadcasts, because I don't even see that card very well. Higher Power, and then Milk and Honey came out upside down. So Milk and Honey is card number 51, which is a 6. And let's see what those mean for you. Card number 4. The essential meaning of higher power for you, Debbie, is conscious contact with a higher power, the presence of the divine, seeing source energy in all things, committing to a partnership with spirit. This card reminds you that you are more than a person trying to get ahead and make things happen for yourself and others. You have an immortal soul and are gifted with a human life through which a higher power can express itself. At this time, you need to be conscious of your connection to spirit and foster it through prayer and meditation. Ask, what is the highest good for all? How can I serve? Then get out of your own way and trust that there is a plan for your life more wondrous than you can ever know. You are always protected and divinely directed. So awesome. And the milk and honey, 51 upside down. Not upside down. Well, it was upside down, but in protection, we say. Milk and honey is the essential meaning, taste of prosperity, opportunities born of authenticity, nurturing abundance, trusting that your needs will be met. And in protection, it says, a nameless unease compels you to turn to pleasure and comfort as a means to escape what's really going on. It works in the moment, but only fleetingly before the feelings return and you need to re-up until you're exhausted. Feeling worse than before, you may continue struggling, or you may see the light and choose to surrender to spirit. Now is the time for practicing extreme self-care. If you can, do so before you engage in behaviors you'll regret later. You are so loved, so cared for. Feel love and compassion for yourself. Turn your troubles over to the divine for healing, and that's all that counts right now. I hope that makes sense to you too. All righty. After Debbie was Rebecca, and Rebecca, did you tell me what, oh, had no idea about your surgery. Happy. I didn't tell everybody. I might've mentioned it, but here it is. And I know that part looks horrible, but that's really just, the doctor told me, look, it's going to look purple and it's exactly how it's supposed to look. So be okay with that. I said, okay. So I'm okay with that. It's purple. Rebecca, what deck would you like me to use? It doesn't say here, but that's okay. You're welcome, Debbie. I'm just going to use the animal cards for you then, Rebecca. And if you want a WOTA, let me know. Oh, coyote spirit. Coyote. And I will pull a WOTA for you then as well. Then, Rebecca, thank you. Trust in divine detours. The trickster. Card 16, which is a 7. Let me pull your WOTA before we read the coyote spirit and see what else the wisdom has to say. It's such a gorgeous day here. I hope it's that way wherever you are, wherever you all are. I can hear the birds singing. I can watch the hummingbirds out here buzzing around. And it just feels like it's, you know, heading to summer. And of course it is. Ah, go the distance, but it was upside down. So we have a jaguar or a cheetah, card number 47, which is an 11. So let's see what those cards mean for you. We're going to start with coyote spirit, since that was the first one I drew, card 16. And coyote spirit was right side up. It says, trust in divine detours. Do you find that you are being led on a strange detour in your life right now? Does it seem that what appears to be the next right action and the right choice, best situation or fabulous relationship, unexpectedly turns into the opposite or just disappears into thin air as if you've been tricked? Coyote spirit's trickster energy is designed to bring you into situations to teach you lessons you have forgotten to learn. Perhaps you need a taste of failure before you experience success, a need to feel disappointment before you can truly appreciate the joy, love, and prosperity that is coming up for you. Perhaps you are revisiting a pattern you forgot wasn't in alignment with the life you are intending to co-create. Being reminded that gratitude, not complacency, will keep you awake and aware of all that is available to you in the moment. Coyote spirit reminds you to laugh about the unexpected twists, to develop humility and gratitude while releasing your attachments to the form of your desires. Even when you suddenly find yourself on a detour, wondering when you will get back on track to manifesting what you desire, remember that spirit has a plan and wants the best for you. Trust in divine order right now. Coyote spirit is a divine helper. No matter what seems to go astray, things are exactly as they are supposed to be. and then Go the Distance with the Cheetah. This is really a nice card too, the Cheetah card. But it was upside down. So 47 in protection. Oh. It would help if you're looking at the right book. So Go the Distance. The essential meaning is endurance, strength, and the long haul. And in protection, it says, do you feel as if you've been wandering in the desert now for ages and ages and nothing is happening? When you conjure up the image of a desert, you picture parched lips, sunburned skin, and mirages. But there is more to it than that. Amid the hot sands are creatures with resilient spirits, tough skins, and the willingness to burrow deep underground for water so that they may thrive. This is a time of developing survival skills and resilience. You are learning how to conserve your strength, and in this temporary time of austerity, it's wise to be selective about where you expend your energy. Listen to the call of your soul because it will never lead you astray. This is an important time for letting go of what's not important. All right, I hope that's helpful for you, Rebecca. And let's see who was after Rebecca. Was going to be Vanita. And Vanita, what deck would you like? She wants Wocha. Okay, thank you for putting that in there. So this is for Vanita. The wisdom of the Oracle. And Vanita. I need to really mix these up for you, apparently. Ooh, soulmates. Wow, looking for love, right? This is card number 41, which is a 5. And soulmates. Isn't that cute? Two little penguins, obviously, loving one another. So let's see what that card means for you. I don't know. We've had this card before. The soulmates card says, the essential meaning is harmonious partnerships, love, friendship, companionship, a relationship fostering personal growth. The Oracle's message says, you are meant to evolve and transform with the companionship of others. Certain people enter into your life in order to take you to the next level of healing, consciousness, and authenticity. It is always a reciprocal experience, although the results for each of you will vary. You know these people by the strong pull drawing you toward them, and sometimes by a strong aversion to them initially too. Soulmates can be friends for life or remain in your life for only a short time. No matter what, you will be changed in ways you can't possibly fathom now. Pay attention to these people today. They are your greatest gifts. Woohoo! Wow. I hope that makes sense for you, Vanita. Vanita. Let's see. After Vanita is Jessica Hughes. And Jessica, did you put up here what card deck you would like? I'd like to know about my calling, my path. Okay, so that tells me that I'm going to use the Wisdom of the Avalon for you. Let me move these cards out of the way for a moment. So this is for Jessica Hughes. You know, one of these days, I think it would be fun for us to find out what your earth energies are from the Pleiadian, right? Astrology. So I pulled this card for you upside down, exchanging gifts. Turn it around. It is card number 27. And look at the kitty. That's so cute. So exchanging gifts, but in protection. And you're most welcome, Vanita. And card 27, I think we've seen this one before. 27. The essential meaning of the card for you, Jessica, is the law of giving and receiving, currency, trade-offs, weighing costs and determining value. So in protection, be careful what you pray for because you just might get it. And then realize you don't want to face the hefty price tag that comes with it. You may find yourself in a situation you've always desired, but know you will have to walk away from or even fail at because you can't or won't pay the dues it asks of you. If you want to be a famous musician, you have to practice your craft every day. If you want to be a millionaire, you have to be responsible for managing the money and paying the taxes. Even a windfall bears a cost. It's okay, though, because spirit will help you achieve balance over time. Another message here reminds you that being only the giver and not the receiver plays out in many relationships in your life where you find yourself in victim mode, in a codependent dynamic, or holding on to a false sense of control. Others may push you to continue to prove yourself. The time has come to distance yourself from this kind of imbalance. Being aware of the need for both give and take is the first step to your true destiny. It's all good and getting better. Not only can you handle this, but you can flourish as a result of it. That seems to almost even speak to maybe teaching others about the law of giving and receiving, even exchanging gifts. All right, Jessica, that's for you. After Jessica, I had Vicky says, I needed all that. Thanks so much. You're most welcome, sweetie. And who was next after that? I did Debbie. I did Vanita, Linda. I thought I had this list running in my head. Debbie Tibbetts and then Linda. Debbie, did you tell me? It says me, thank you. Okay, I'm going to use the WOTA for you, Debbie. And then Linda, let me know what deck you might want me to use, WOTA or animals. Ooh, Debbie. Chaos and conflict, 33. So a master number, 33, which is a 6. And let's see what this means, chaos and conflict. Hopefully it's good stuff. Okay, this is for Debbie Tibbetts, 2 meal. The essential meanings, disarray, being at cross purposes with another, the tension of opposites, the value of chaos before order. The Oracle's message says opposing forces come together to create a turbulent atmosphere, but consider the value of chaos that serves you well as you become unmoored by it. Scattered to the winds, you leave behind the parts of yourself you no longer need and disperse seeds to reinvent yourself anew. Although the conflict appears to exist externally, its essence is also internal, projected outward and causing disarray. You may find yourself at cross purposes with someone else, facing a storm you feel you can't control. Yet every storm passes and chaos leads to a reordering of things. Conflict provides a way to see more than one side of a situation. Look upon this as just a moment in time when you may need to take shelter and step away from the fray. Don't be too eager to fight. This is a time to understand rather than to be understood. Well, I hope that's making sense to you, Debbie. And then Linda, did you tell me what kind of card you wanted, Linda? Linda, I'll get a reading with like Wisdom Oracle. Okay. She feels like this is going to be a lucky day for her. I love it. I love it. Oh, Rebecca, you're kidding me. That's the same card you had last time. Double message, double important. Ooh, Linda has happy, happy. Happy, happy. I wish I had that button, you know, where like DJs have, where I could press a button and just spring into Pharrell's rendition of happy, being happy. 26 is the card number, and that is an 8. So we've got power here. Happy, happy. I don't think we've seen this card either. So this is for you, Linda. Maybe it is indeed your lucky day. The essential meaning is joy and contentment, a sense of fulfillment, a feeling that all is well. The Oracle's message, your desires are effortlessly fulfilled now. Find joy in the present moment, whatever is happening, and be satisfied with things as they are. You're free from the shackles of longing and able to experience the liberation that comes from actually being happy, moment to moment, for you have chosen happiness over yearning for it. Now is the time for feeling joy for the sake of joy and experiencing contentment. None of this is because of something outside of yourself. Your happiness is a result of your being at one with Spirit's plan for your life. All is well. The tide is in for now. Enjoy playfully splashing in it. Well, I guess your sense of being having a good day is really true. Happy, happy. And notice this is a lock, right? And she's standing on the lock. We always have the key to the lock within ourselves. Let's see. Angela had penguins in her dream last night. Interesting. Interesting. And let's see. Have I done everybody yet up until this point? Let's see. I did Linda. I did. Okay. So Donnell. Hi, Donnell. It's good to see you. You have no idea how much I needed this. Okay. So Donnell, my sense is that you need a wisdom of the oracle. Now, this is interesting. She says this. Wow, I feel like all these cards have been for me in order. And that is the interesting thing about oracle cards. Some of you may already know this because I say this all the time when we're doing readings, when we are doing card readings or astrology. The messages tend to be not just specific to a person. In this case, I'm doing a reading for Donnell, but she's also noticing that she's vibrating or in frequency with the other cards. And I see that happen a lot, right? That a card, someone else will get a card reading. And I'm like, wow, that message should have been for me, right? Because that's, we're all tied together. So the messages that are coming up are not just for the person I'm intending them for, but can be for all of us in this case, right? So, okay, Donnell, TikTok is the card for you. And it was upside down. So TikTok card number 30, turn it around so you can see it for real. So it's about time, right? Let's see what it says about time for you. Card number 30. Okay. The essential meaning of the card is timelessness and divine timing and immeasurable time. So let's go back here and see what the protection message is. Have you been feeling as if the clock is ticking and gotten a little nervous that your dreams are taking too long to manifest? There is nothing to fear. You will never run out of time for the important things. The miracles that are yours and yours alone can't be missed. Isn't that amazing? You're in such capable hands with guides and angels hovering in the invisible spaces, ensuring that your journey will be filled with all sorts of goodies. Let your anxiety be gently dispelled by your faith. Spirit will never deny your highest good. All is yours in divine appropriate timing, so you can relax. I hope that makes sense to you. I love that card. Okay, let's see. Angela would love a reading, probably the WOTA. Okay, I'm going to do the WOTA because that's what I kind of feel is good for you as well. Oh, holy cow. So, building blocks just sort of jumped out of the deck before I even got a chance to play with it too much. So this is for you, Angela. And building blocks is card number 28, which is a 10, which is a 1 of new beginnings. So looks like building a foundation for something. 28, essential meaning, strong foundations, a beautiful work in progress. So the oracle's message says you have everything you need to cultivate an extraordinary life. This is a time when your focus needs to be on the foundations you build upon. Your work, your relationships, and your very being are underwritten by your values, ethics, morals, and core beliefs. Are they still true for you? Will they stand the test of time and serve as the solid grounding upon which you construct your life? Now you are making changes that will affect everything in a positive way. Your destiny is truly a remarkable and beautiful design. Love it. Building blocks. Okay. So I hope that made sense for you. Donnell says, oh, thank you, sweetie. You have no idea. Thank you so much, honey tears. Thank you. You're welcome. You are most welcome. I'm glad you showed up with us this morning and that all of these messages had meaning for you. So Angela, thank you. Many new beginnings, changes. Yes. Awesome. Just remember the foundations, right? That's the sort of key meaning in that card, is that everything has to be built upon a foundation. And that foundation really comes from your values, your core beliefs, etc. Good morning, Camille. It's great to see you. I missed the notification. You know why? Because I planned ahead and I sent the notification out last night. And I thought to myself, I thought I was doing something really good. And being ahead of the game, right? Because I know you guys are used to seeing it in the morning, but I knew this morning was going to be a little crazy for me. So Sorry about that. But I'm glad to see you. Angela says, absolutely. Thank you. You're most welcome. Camille, is there anybody here, by the way, that I've missed that wanted a reading? If you didn't get your reading, jump out at me. As I'm scrolling back, I think I got everybody. Jessica, Vicky, Angela, Linda, Debbie, Benita. Perfect. I'm going to pull one last card, and this one is going to be for Camille, who joined us a little late this morning. So thank you. Did you see my ear? My ear doesn't look so great, and my neck, but it's getting better. It's getting better, and gratefully, it doesn't hurt. Not even the neck, right? What really hurt was the shot to get me numbed up for the surgery. I'm like, what? That must be a very sensitive place because I hardly felt it at all in my ear. But when he gave me that one, I was like, yo! Okay, so this is for you, Camille. And it'll be the last card we pull today unless somebody else pops in. And oh, holy cow, between worlds, Camille. You're between worlds. And it's upside down. So we've got the flamingo. He's so cute, right? But he's walking between worlds. And he is card number 3. And let's see. Yeah, it does look better. 3, between the worlds. Okay, Camille. Transitions. This is the essential meaning for the card. So transitions, not being quite out of one situation and fully engaged in another. Temporary blindness in a no man's land. But the protection message says, be mindful of your expectations. This is not a time for guarantees. Things will not go exactly as you plan or dictate. So let go and see what spirit has in store. What takes hold in your life will be better than you can imagine. I want to say almost that this is a card for all of us right now, right? That we all tend to have these expectations that everything should turn out exactly the way we think. And when it doesn't, we get a little disturbed. This kind of reminds us that, you know, we're sort of walking between the worlds. Yeah. All right, everybody. Well, it was so exciting to be back with you all. And I'm so glad that you are here with me today. I will be back on Monday morning and we'll talk about what the experience of the week will look like. In the meantime, have a wonderful weekend and many blessings to you mothers out there. And, you know, take care. Blessings to you all. And remember, Sunday, the moon has moved into Virgo in the morning, and that means it's a day to celebrate the goddess and all of us, in all of us. So even if you're not a mother, or maybe if your mother has passed on, you can celebrate yourself in its place because you are a goddess. All right. Take care, everybody. Bye. Mwah.